Pastor Lori here with Saturday morning prayers for March 21st. Wait for God. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for God. That's from Psalm 27, verse 14. Now let us be still and aware of God's presence within and all around. Continuing with words, our opening prayer. Early in the morning, I seek your presence, O God, not because you are ever absent from me, but because often I am absent from you. At the heart of each moment where you dwell forever, in the rising of the sun, in the unfolding color and shape of the morning, open my eyes to the mystery of this moment, that in every moment of the day I may know your life-giving presence. Open my eyes to this moment, that in every moment I may know you as the one who is always now. Hear these two scriptures, first from Psalm 105:4, seek God's presence continually. And from the prophet Isaiah, I am the first and I am the last. Do not fear, for I am with you. Now our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. At the beginning of time and at the end, you are God, and I bless you. At my birth and in my dying, in the opening of the day and at its close, in my waking and my sleeping, you are God, and I bless you. You are the first and the last, the giver of every gift, the presence without whom there would be no present, the life without whom there is no life. Lead me to the heart of life's treasure, that I may be a bearer of the gift. Lead me to the heart of the present, that I may be a sharer of your eternal presence. Let us now pray for the coming day and for the life of the whole world. In the many details of this day, O Lord, let me be fully alive in the handling of food, the sharing of drink, in the preparing of work and the uttering of words, in the meeting of friends and the interminglings of relationship. Let me be alive to each instant, O God. Let me be fully alive. Amen. This prayer is by J. Philip Newell. And to this, I would also add one of my favorite phrases or quotes from St. Irenaeus, which is this: the glory of God is a human being fully alive.